Welcome to Spill the Soju Podcast, your favorite dose of K-culture TMIs and fangirling shenanigans with your hosts Ashley, Katie, and Chelsea, powered by Anima. So, Katie, what's on our menu for today?
On our menu for today is something heavy. So, medyo puno ang ating plate today. But before we dive in, oh, by the way, it's just me and Chelsea today.
Hey!
Ashley's busy, yeah? But yeah. before we begin, please don't forget to follow us on our socials. We are at SDSPodPH on Twitter and Spill the Soju Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. If you would like to send us an email, we are at spillthesoju@gmail.com.
Yes.
And you can also leave us questions that we can answer here on our Q&A. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Let's go.
Without further ado, for this episode, we are going to be tackling something. Is it controversial? It's not,
but it's been talked about more recently.
More nowadays.
Yeah.
I feel like it's also good to open a discourse, like to start a discussion about it. Mm-hmm. Here's a podcast. Because again, like we always say, K-pop isn't always rainbows and sunshine. There
yes.
are also dark sides of
yes.
K-pop. What can that be? Sure. So for this episode, we are going to talk about debuting idols that are not of age yet.
Minus. Yes.
What do you think about that?
You know, let's just run the whole podcast on just that one question.
Yeah, actually, what do we think about that?
There's so much to unpack with this notion. Like, okay, me, I get it. It's so sad. I get why they would debut underage idols.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean they should.
Yeah.
That's...
I want to ask this question, but I mean, obviously we know our answer to it now, but the question that's been raised a lot recently is that, is it normal? Because some would argue that it is, because K-pop, quote unquote, K-pop has been doing it for so long, ever since they've been doing it. So is it because they've been doing it for a long time na normalized na siya? Or, you know, do we argue that they shouldn't be? I mean, we argue that they shouldn't.
Yeah. We argue that they shouldn't.
Or at least stop doing it.
Yeah. I mean, just because they're doing it, that doesn't justify that they're wrong. That it's off.
That they're right.
That they're right. Apologies. That they're right.
Apologies.
Pero, diba, it's not. What else has been so desensitized or like normalized that it just cancels out that it's wrong now?
Yeah.
Diba?
But, I mean, I feel like right now I have so many thoughts that hindi ko masabi lahat. I don't know how to arrange them. Pero I feel like, because we have like a few topics. I mean, we have a few
questions
things we want to talk about. I don't want to say something.
Preempt.
preempt. But like, I don't want to say that it's normal. Kasi nga, like debuting kids. That's not even at all. Debuting kids. And let alone like, wala pa yung training ano nila doon. Just imagine how much of their lives has been taken away from them, di ba?
Ang sa akin, sabihin natin na normal siya because they all do it. But that doesn't equate to it being right.
Yeah, yeah. And I also just want to ask the adults that are with them. First of all, the company, the one that's training them, and then their parents. Hello?
Sige. Ang hirap eh. Kasi
guys,
maybe...
Sobrang speechless na ni Chelsea.
Maybe kasi... Because even if my guide questions tayo, girl, it's still, you know, this first question. Like, iba rin kasi na idols themselves, you know what they want at an early age.
Yeah.
That, see, again, layers. Yeah. So, like at an early age, you're like, okay, I want to be an idol. And then they get, you know, into the training system. And then they debut while they're still young.
Yeah.
It's, ang hirap. Ang hirap i-explain.
Yung ano mo is, I think the main thing is like consent. Exactly how will the kid or the idol be able to give consent when they don't know for sure pa what they want in their life? Diba? I mean, okay, maybe there are those na, okay, at a young age, I really wanna sing. I get that.
But
like, once they get subjected to the training, and we know how difficult and how gruesome K-pop industry training is, they realize. I guess that's probably one of the reasons then some trainees don't, you know, they realize them, while they're training na. Yeah. It's not for them. Diba?
Hindi, pero kasi sa akin, again, I get it if like someone so passionate, so young, would want to train and you know, na-realize na lucky for them. Yeah. But then how sure are we that that's, you know, again, whatever. But like, you know, iba yung sa training period Iba pa yung hirap nun. Sa hirap kapag nag-debut ka.
Yeah, and you know, the fact na you're already in front of cameras, you're already being perceived by strangers. And that's something that'll lead me to the next question. Na parang,
yes.
Like when they've debuted already, yung mga mata ng tao nasa kanila na. And there's so many things that they can and cannot do while they're young. And what, Let's enumerate some of them and kung ano yung parang disadvantage, I guess.
Ang sa akin, not allowed to do, pero yung iba dun, ginagawa. I think isa lang yung sinusundan nila dito, which is the curfew.
Ah, yeah.
Feel ko yun yung pinaka, yun strict. They're strict with the curfew.
Yeah. Pero di mo alam, baka nagte-training din sila pagbalik nila sa...
Exactly.
Diba?
Pero on official schedules, at least in official schedules, I don't think I've seen any, you know...
Yeah, pinapauwi talaga sila at pinapa-o. Like a certain time.
But ikaw, ano pa ba? From your end?
Well, I think we touched upon this before, na parang if you're... There are... May hindrance sa concepts nyo as a group. Kapag merong mga members minor. Na underage. Or if the whole group is still underage.
Yes.
Like, I think we talked about this. New Jeans.
Yes, diba? New Jeans. Mm-mm.
I mean, we commend yung ano ng HYBE. Like, are they HYBE or under like a...
Basta yun. HYBE company. Basta HYBE pa rin yun.
Basta yun. So, I think we commented before. I'm not sure if we talked about it in the podcast or we were just talking to each other. We were all talking to each other. Na parang... what we commend, commendable yung concept ng new Jeans ngayon kasi it's age appropriate. You can say.
Their outfits.
I mean, minsan medyo na ano ko sa crop tops, but I guess.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
Pero, compared to others.
Yeah. Ang sa akin, then even still with having a minor in the group, the number of times minors have been dressed inappropriately.
Yeah.
Especially the girl idols. Mm-hmm. Sobrang... Girl, huwag na tayo lumayo. Hyuna.
Yeah. That, yan talaga eh.
My heart breaks every time.
Diba, I think Chelsea ko yung nagsabi nun na parang when she was young, since she was still a minor,
she wasn't allowed to watch her own music video.
How
twisted. Is that? I think that was change. Yun yung una niya. Change. Yeah. She wasn't allowed to watch her own music video.
Like, gets yun na, like, concept siya. But then, yeah, napaperceive ka na ng, you have like an audience. And what I cannot stomach is yung, lalo na sa girls na underage, na minors, is when they get preyed on. By gross men. Yeah. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not sorry. What the heck? Why am I apologizing?
They're gross.
Like, it makes me sick na parang nakakita ko na, you know, there's an issue right now, diba? Not just K-pop, like, yeah, just in general, na parang all those predators na very pedo
it's
behavior. It perpetuates, like, the fact na ginawa nila yun before kay Hyuna, and then sometimes now, even, I don't think I've seen any recently sa K-pop, but like, just the fact na it was done before, it just perpetuates pedophilia. Na parang,
girl, it just angers me a lot of times. With just...
As a woman.
As a woman. And like, I have a cousin. You have sisters.
Yeah.
Who are of the same age of certain idols who are debuting right now.
God, that's why. Kaya ako na, nasa stress nga ako kasi nga nakita ko nga na kaedad ni Layla.
Diba?
Kaedad ng mga kapatid ko, New Jeans. Para ako, ha!
Diba? Tapos, parang, because before, when you're that age,
yeah,
you don't, you know.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing.
Oh, we're driving to a point. We're driving to a point here.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, that's the thing, Chess, kasi diba, I think, I don't know if we talked about this, but that's the thing na parang before, we didn't notice it. We didn't know. Like, most K-pop fans na nagko-call out ngayon nun is mga kaedad na natin na before we were those young people.
Yes.
Na sa second gen, we didn't notice that kasi yung mga idols natin, they were like almost the same age. But we didn't know what they were going through. We didn't know what Taemin was going through. We didn't know what IU was going through.
Oh.
Until they spoke out about it years after.
Yes.
Diba? So dun din tayo, yung age natin ngayon, yung age group natin ngayon, na K-pop fans before, yun nga sabi nila, we are calling it out now na yung normalization nito, quote-unquote normalization. Yes. Because we grew up realizing it. Na it's not right.
Yeah. Like, I'm just imagining my cousin.
Yeah.
Even my brother. I'm just like, how can a child, you know?
Yeah. I can't see my sisters. I can't subject my sisters to that.
Yes. Yeah. I could never stomach, like, letting the kids I know now go through that. And I think the reason why is because when you're young, like when we were that age, we're like, go! Oh my gosh! That looks so fun. That looks so, ganun. But now that we've stepped out of it, we're just like, oh shucks, that's terrible. And
that's exactly what we were saying kanina na parang yung consent na parang even us na audience nung time na yun, we didn't even have an inkling. What more pa? If sila yun yung mismo ano? They feel like they're just doing their job or they're just like doing something for themselves, pero they're already getting manipulated and getting abused. They just don't know. They're getting exploited. Yeah. Is the word.
Grabe light bulb moment yun sa atin na.
Diba? It's just,
yun, that example we're in when we were young, it all looked so great.
Fine. And we wanted to be in their possession.
We wanted it. But once we matured, we've like, oh shucks.
We saw what the industry was really about. Like, the things that we realized growing up as a K-pop fan, na parang, may dark sides din pala yung industry.
Sobrang.
Na parang,
sobra. Tapos, wala. Ang lala lang nang narealize ko na it's so sad na...
And harmful.
And harmful, exactly. Like, one prime example recently is Yona from ITZY.
Yeah. ITZY. Oh my gosh, Yona.
Diba?
Yuna pala.
Apologies. That's my pronunciation. I should stop saying apologies. Okay, sorry. It's my pronunciation. It's okay. Mali akin. Si Yuna ng
ITZY.
ITZY.
My gosh. Like,
diba?
She's of age now, na. Diba?
She's of age now.
But still.
If you look, tingnan mo yung, girl, I felt so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, second gen, Crystal. From FX.
Crystal.
And Sully.
Oh my gosh.
My heart.
Sully,
my heart.
Yeah.
As in, grabe yung thinking of all the things that they could have gone through that I could just not even imagine.
Yeah. Actually, while since we're talking about that already, what are the harmful effects or / long-term effects of debuting young and being in the industry? What are the harmful effects what we know from that what we've know. Heard.
Yeah. Because we'll never experience it.
Because we'll never experience it. Gosh.
Yeah.
We were talking about Yuna.
Yuna.
Sully, Crystal. Mm. Si Crystal ba? Has she ever spoken up about it?
No, but she's one of those idols that I know were sexualized. Well, she was young.
Mm-mm.
And
mm-mm. Even like, yung girl, kahit naman yung mga, like, even the, like, the ones, the older ones. Even her sister, diba? Even Jessica.
Even Jessica.
Diba may mga clips nun yung sa...
No. NCT Dream. Yeah. Period.
Oh my gosh.
Period. Wag lang tayo sa mga guys. So yeah, girls rin. So,
but I mean, I kind of see naman now that K-pop fans are trying to call out and they try to be as respectful as they can. Lalo na nung, yun nga, nung nag-debut, NCT Dream, they were like babies. In yung fandom, they were like mismo nagsasabi na parang don't sexualize them.
Yeah.
Like, it's wrong to, it's wrong to sexualize them at this age. But then, you know, parang after
that didn't
they got
stop.
Of age, they
parang yun, that notion of I'll wait until you're legal.
I can't!
Ew!
Oh my God!
That notion of I'll wait until you're legal.
Oh
parang,
my God.
That's, yun yung, dun ako, yun. Yung parang, you debut them at a young age.
Cringe.
I'll wait until you're legal.
That's so cringe. It's not just girls, not just boys. As in, like, in general. Even just in general. Not even K-pop. Like, oh
like
God,
you open
just,
the doors.
Fucking, I'm sorry. It's literally grooming. Like,
it's, you open the doors for people to think that way.
Oh my God, yeah.
Diba?
Oh my gosh. Can I also, this one I really can't not mention. Na dito talaga ako nag-cringe and I got so grossed out.
Mm.
I think I said this before na. Yung sa New Jeans nga, yung kay, yung Pixid guesting ni Song Kwan, yung with the guys. I'll just repeat it kasi this is the episode anyways. But so, Song Kwan guested, not Song Kwan ha guys, not Song Kwan. Nag-guest lang siya nag-guest sa isang episode sa Pixid, no, parang yung chat box na anonymous siya.
Anonymous,
they have to figure. So parang group of 40-year-olds siya. So, boomers daw. Group of boomers. And then they have to figure out kung sino yung hindi boomer, which is si Song Kwan nga. So, he was in a room. Hindi niya nakikita yung mga tao. And then, he was in a room filled with boomers. And then, suddenly, dun sa chat, he was pretending to be a boomer. So, he was like, someone said na parang, do you like New Jeans? Ganyan. Tapos parang, may nag-reply na, oh, you're a bunny too, which is yung fandom nga ng New Jeans. And then, Song Kwan pretended na he doesn't know New Jeans. Parang nga, para mukha siyang boomer. And then, they started talking about New Jeans, and then they started talking about their biases. And, okay, medyo harmless naman it was harmless, but for me, parang, yung bias mo was the same age as my sister. And you're what? You're the age of my dad. So parang, what the heck? So parang for me, even Song Kwan's face was like, huh? As in, he was so shocked. Mm-hmm. Na parang, oh my God, just for me na sobrang, I can't believe that these idols are going through these things. Na hindi, minsan hindi pa nila alam.
Girl, I'm so scared because the internet these days.
Yeah.
It's
scary.
It's so scary. Like what they're doing against their own will. Okay, there's this thing on Twitter that boomed again. Like a streamer was crying. Dito kay Papa. Mm. A streamer was crying because she saw or like someone sent her a deep fake. Like her face on a
adult
camera. And then one person said na, I can't believe people are so sensitive about this. Choo choo choo. And then she's just, girl,
was
just
she
imagine. No, but she was just a person.
Yeah, it's basta objective.
And then seeing that
sexualization.
Yeah, seeing that video of yourself, parang, what kind of effect does that have on you? And then knowing, I'm 100% sure that's happening to the minors in K-pop who have their full, you know, face everywhere. It worries me.
It's so scary.
And parang, okay, going back to the question, kasi nag-digress tayo, di ba?
Yeah.
On like long-term effects. Parang all the, di ba, all the idols who said they won't recommend it.
They don't recommend, like, we know a few who have been vocal about it, di ba?
Mm-mm.
Boa. Una si Boa.
My
una,
gosh.
Una si Boa. Si Boa, she debuted Heart at 13?
13.
13.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh. 13!
13!
And then Taemin, this is, I want to talk about Taemin because I'm more knowledgeable about
Taemin. Yes, yeah, of course.
Kasi bias group ko siya. I just feel so sad for him kasi nga, he debuted at such a young age, which is 14! hindi nakakalayo sa pag-debut ni Bo. And you know, at that time when he debuted, everyone was like, oh my gosh, he's so cute. He's like the young, he's like the maknae of K-pop. He's like the little brother of everyone. And personally, even at that time when I saw him, oh my god, that's so cute. He's
same.
Like, he's the youngest. But we didn't know at that time what he was going through.
Mm.
Until after nga, until years after when he spoke about it, na parang he doesn't recommend it kasi all he knows is K-pop. Like, being an idol is everything he knows to do in life. And yun nga, yung sudden change sa routine niya, na after years of doing K-pop, after years of just being an idol, he had to go to military, diba? Kasi mandatory. And it had a very, very, took a toll on him, na parang sudden change in environment. Sobrang, I think our audience might have already seen na, yun nga, he went through something and he had a depressive episode when he was in the military. That's why medyo humaba yung pag-serve niya kasi parang binabaan yung, parang iniba yung yung ano sa kanya. He wasn't like on active duty na parang doon. So, parang siyang nag-community service. Parang ganon. Parang ganong ano.
Mm-mm.
Parang siyang nag-NSTP.
Oh, my heart. Oh,
so, di parang, kung may ROTC, di ba may NSTP? Parang ginawa sa kanya, change siya to NSTP na lang. Parang ganon. Para mas maging okay yung mental health niya. So, even, you know, even those things na parang that is a long-term effect.
Grabe.
Of debuting young. Kasi all he knows nga, he was very vocal siya dun na parang all he knew all his life was being an idol. And yes, he's one of the, you know, he's great. One of the it K-pop idols, diba?
But you know, it breaks my heart sometimes when someone says they just know na idol lang. Yeah, what Taemin said.
Yeah.
It breaks my heart na parang
yun lang yung ano niya eh.
Parang before others would be like, oh, that's amazing. You're meant to be an idol. That's
You're all.
You're
meant
like,
to be on stage.
Tapos parang ako, hindi eh, may off eh.
Oo, parang, yeah, parang, but, diba? Si Boa naman, I think she was just, she talked about how she doesn't recommend it, diba?
Boa was a different, built different si Boa.
Yeah.
It's just, that's why I will not tolerate Boa slander, ever. Yeah. Because she was 13.
She was 13. Probably she was like the Britney Spears. Well, yeah. I mean, iba naman yung ano nung kay Britney. Pero gets. Parang she was like the Britney Spears.
The teenage idol. Yeah. Ganon. Yeah. Tapos, she said na she went to Japan. And she had to learn it for herself.
Yeah.
And like, she was learning as she went. Wala siya. Hindi pa big ang SM nun. So, unti lang ang team niya. Very, I would say self-made. Pero, sobrang talagang inaral niya while she was going through. Like, she went to Japan, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, with just minimal knowledge on the language. And she stayed there for such a long time. Tapos parang,
that's so much. Nag-ano talaga siya dun, diba?
Mm-mm. Promote talaga siya dun.
Nag-promote talaga siya dun, diba?
And that's so much for like, what? At that time, 15, 16-year-old? 14,
15, ganun. Like,
girl, to go through.
Yeah. Alam mo yung, now that we're talking about it, talaga na-realize ko na at that age when we were young and seeing them, parang, wow. Ang galing. Ang galing
na ginagawa nila.
But now I'm just like, oh gosh.
Oh gosh.
I'm so glad I didn't.
Yeah.
There's also IU. There's, oh my gosh. Oh gosh. Iba pa si IU. Oh my gosh, like si Ayu, she hasn't really said a lot about it. But I know parang I think in one interview na parang no, there was just like a lot, like I think a compilation of interviews when she was younger. Na parang kaed like 2008 when she was still ano. Diba she went through a lot na parang yung bullying. And yung bullying, sobra. Parang haters sobra. From K-Nets na parang lagi like yung when she parang siyang parang naman si Ai, parang naman siyang Taylor Swift na every move niya ginajudge ng public.
Yes. Yes.
Like every single release niya ni sinasabi na parang oh you changed kanya yung ni-release yung 23 'di ba? Mm. 'Di ba parang nag-change siya ng concept niya kasi from bubbly and marshmallow yeah. And very ano flower girl naging yung sexy concept niya. Tapos lahat na ginudge siya ganyan parang ayun nga she wants to show a more mature ano side of her and she's already of age. Pero yun, parang, you know, those things that younger idols got subjected to and are being subjected to now?
Girl.
Just think about it. Like,
parang, it's just, at this point, there's nothing that we can do about, we can't stop.
Except yun nga, except this.
Except like, this. Have a discourse except and have this. A discussion except about. Showing fans that it's not supposed to. You're not supposed to be comfortable. You're not supposed to be okay with this.
Yeah.
Diba? Parang, like it's just, I just cringe every time na parang, ngayon, me, I have Treasure. Meron dong, there's one member dun na underage. Tapos, you know how I, every time I see on my timeline, like for example, kasi he's, very muscular build. Very big build siya. So, ayun, ang mga ate.
Gets.
Mga ate, alam mo, hi! Parang, I can't. I could never.
Yeah, yun din yung, I think that's one of the reasons then kung bakit ako very
apprehensive.
hesitant. Sa pag-stan ng younger groups.
Yeah, kasi I get it.
Especially if they're way younger than I am. I just feel so uncomfy. Parang
kapag may nakikita akong like a little arm exposure, sabi, bigyan ng jacket yung ano yan.
No. Bata, please.
Yung bata, please. Magkakakabag.
Kahit nga si Lee Chan na yung youngest na 17, hanggang ngayon.
Binibaby. Magdamit ka, anak. Asan yung bimpo mo? Yung pag-powder diba? Na tayo.
Pero, I can't.
Ang uncomfortable talaga niyang topic.
That's why, you know, even though I'm not a huge fan of aespa, I am very grateful that all of them debuted above 18. 18 or above 18. Like, Ning Ning was 18 when she debuted.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, for companies, I see the big picture, okay? Yeah. All ethics aside, you get longer lifespan of the group because you debuted earlier, especially for boy groups.
Yeah,
kasi, boy group. Diba? Kasi may military. May 2 years yun agad of the sked. So, ano yun? That's the company's perspective.
Mm-mm.
But then, you put in the human aspect and it's just...
Yeah. I don't know how else we can... Like, we want to stop it, but they just keep coming out
they just keep groups coming.
And they get younger and younger every time. I swear, when New Jeans came out, I'm like, excuse me, 2008?
Tumatanda lang rin kasi tayo, girl. Huwag na tayong...
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. But still, I can't
But still,
see
I get, yeah.
I saw my sisters. My sister's age.
Yeah.
That's why when, like, I have a friend na parang New Jeans. Parang, I posted when I danced. Yung
It's
parang siya, oh my gosh, ano, Cades, who's your bias? I'm like, but I like their songs. Not because I don't want to stand them, only because I feel uncomfy kasi nga kaedad ng dalawa kong kapatid, yung mga members nila. And I just can't, I can't.
Yeah.
And I see my sisters as babies.
Yeah. So. My brother's turning 18 and he's still my baby.
Right, so, my sister's turning 17.
So it's like, I can't fathom
yeah,
a guide, mga kasing age ng kapatid natin na going whatever they're going through under the, like, in the public eye.
Yeah.
Diba?
That's why, please, let's support the ones that are debuting our age. Merong isang boy group, diba?
Oo, ano? Nag-debut na,
anong name nila? I forgot.
We should remember.
It has an X.
Basta forgot. Yun.
Basta, support them. They're like our age.
Tama.
And they're all age. Done with their military.
Ay.
Time to stand. Wait,
go.
I forgot.
I think
wait,
go.
I can't.
Yes.
I can't. I have to say.
Kaya, alam mo, let's just 2 p.m.
Boy group. K-pop boy group.
It's, I don't know. Ang uncomfortable lang talaga, sis. Ang uncomfortable. I'm just going back to Hyuna. I'm just going back to Hyuna. Going back to how much that would have affected her.
Yeah, and like even now, diba? She's look.
Even now,
she's experiencing the long term effect. Yeah, I found it. Seed. XEED.
Seed.
They're okay.
Okay, we're gonna do a roll call episode.
Yeah. We should.
Seed.
Four-member K-pop boy group. Oldest debuting idol. Their eldest is 20. No. Their youngest is 27. Their eldest is 30.
Let's go.
Oh my gosh.
This is for our generation.
And yun nga, they're done with their military enlistment. So guys.
Let's go. We are the target market.
Yeah,
we are the target market.
We are the target market. Exactly.
Yeah.
Ayun lang.
So how do we wrap this up?
I think, eto, let's just do the last question.
Okay.
How can we be responsible fans in cases like these? Kasi nga, again, we don't have control over what the companies do.
Mm.
Sadly.
Unfortunately.
But what we have control over, the variable that we have control over is us.
Ourselves. Yeah.
So, how can we be responsible okay. fans?
Ang sa akin, gosh, it's just sad. Pero nandyan na. Wala namang mali sa liking groups. All
There's
of
nothing
that.
Wrong with being a Nuna stan.
With a Nuna stan, like, all of that. It's just, I'm pretty sure we're all aware of the line that we shouldn't cross when it comes to things like this.
Yes.
And kahit na pa-joke nyo siyang sinasabi online, may mga tendencies kasi yung iba dun eh. Na parang, hala! Like, no.
Remember digital footprint.
Lead by example, I guess. Lead by example.
Mm.
That's the best thing that we can do. You can call out, but I don't think, feel ko nga, mababacklash pa yung iba dyan when they call out.
Yeah,
but
yeah. It's just, for me, it's just a very weird discussion sometimes that sa Twitter na parang, it's normal. They've been doing that for so long. But I'm glad that there are a lot of people are still like fighting na parang, but do you know what happened to those idols? Do you hear what they
Because
they would attach yung mga videos ni BoA and videos ni Tame talking about. Oh, Minho also talked about it, by the way. Shiny. Minho also talked about it. I think Shucks. It was like, I don't know what interview, pero parang SM Town something siya.
Pero
but
parang
yeah.
my heart breaks.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even imagine what they have to go through.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Like, surface level pa lang yata yun eh.
Yeah.
Yun nga, diba?
That what we always say, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. But the fact that they're being brave enough now to talk about what happened sa childhood nila.
Mm-mm.
Diba? Kasi exploitation talaga siya. But I'm sure that they just couldn't say anything before kasi nga, their careers were on the line at that time.
Mm-mm.
They don't know naman dati kung if they were gonna make it big, di ba?
So,
it's so sad kasi we don't know the idols now.
Sana kasama sa ano, no? Sana kasama sa, ano, audition form requirement. High school diploma.
tapos, di ba parang yung latest news pa about well, this one isn't like sa fans naman. But like, yung sa latest news na merong boy group na nag-sexual harass sa kapwa
sa
member.
Oh.
Parang, oh my gosh, the things we don't know talaga. And
I'm
as much as I really want to know who the not the victim, who the ano is, who the perpetrator was, I don't want the victim to be outed either.
Yeah.
Kasi once we know who the...
perpetrator is.
Yeah. Kasi ka-group niya eh. Oh, pero parang nakakalungkot na parang what the heck? Nakakatakot na parang the person that you work with. Oh God.
I can't even imagine.
So yeah, sorry. What Chelsea said nga kanina, just be, ano yun? What was your wording?
Lead by example.
Lead by example. Ako naman, just have morals.
Yeah. Bottom line.
Yeah, like, be a decent human being na parang, oh my gosh. Like, yes, K-pop is there to like, you know, their idols and we can't help sometimes objectify them, but like remember when they're young, their age is not appropriate,
especially
for that.
especially when they're
not yet of that age. Please, oh my gosh, please, ayun lang. Oh my gosh,
oh my gosh, wala parang yeah. Ano lang talaga, we just needed to get this out kasi parang ngayon lang rin natin na pag-usapan to ng ganito eh.
Oh wait, sorry Chels, I just wanna say pala, we commend New Jeans yung sa clothes pero not yung sa lyrics ng Cookie.
Period.
That one we don't condemn.
Exactly. Don't, yeah. Yeah. Oh,
my do, oh. Oh my gosh, like sino na basta, oh man, just for me like yung, how do those lyrics pass?
Diba?
Like,
parang sweet. Kaya naman pala gawin sa OMG eh, bakit nyo pa kailang idaan sa Cookie?
Diba? Tapos yung music video, I'm sorry, it's, the no matter how much they try to defend na parang, oh, this is just actually, yeah. For, like, they're just cooking, they're just baking cookies.
No.
Yeah, they, but who, like,
come on.
It's, that depends on how people interpret it. And if the fact that we interpreted it that way. Our face.
Again, it's not on New Jeans. It's on the team surrounding New Jeans.
Yeah,
not
I
allowed this
feel
to happen.
So, oh my gosh, oh my gosh,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, so, yeah. You, Chelsea, sorry, you were saying that this is just the, I think the first time we talked about it.
Yeah, so. And as you can see by how raw.
Yeah, how raw. As in, at first we didn't even know what to say. We have kasi, a lot of things to say. We just don't know how to start. Yeah. Kasi nga, ang dami namin gusto.
Yeah, but then we'd love to know talaga what other inputs you guys
if
have.
If we missed anything.
Oh. Because we can do a follow-up episode on this.
Yeah, with Ashley this
with
time.
With Ash, which I think marami
rin siyang input
from a medical perspective.
Oh my gosh. That's another one. I think long-term effects physically.
Exactly. Nutrition.
But even like, yeah.
Psychologically.
We didn't even touch upon the diet.
My heart.
My gosh. Like, the first person that comes into mind, Wendy. My gosh. Like, I think naman ngayon, like, healthy naman yung pag ano niya. I think she's doing it for herself now.
Oh, but like, Momo. Before, twice.
Momo. Oh my gosh. Yung si Bom.
Momo.
Well, Bom, I think
Bom kasi is, ano, it's more ano na mature na siya noon. But still, again.
But still, like, maybe we can talk about like that in a different ano. Pero
but
gosh, so, I just hope.
Ang sad lang talaga. And
it's just so easy to control younger people. So.
Yes. Yeah. For the younger people listening to this, please don't be pressured on having it all figured out. Mate, we're closer to 30. We don't even know what we're gonna do with our lives. Okay? We're still figuring it out.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to figure it out.
I don't wanna grow old yet.
Yeah. But you're not supposed to, ba? Like when you were that
don't
age.
Look. We don't look.
We don't look whatever you think our age is. Okay. So
we speak the way we probably speak like wisdom women anyway.
Wisdom women.
Anyway, so yun lang.
But yeah.
I think that's all for this episode. Yeah, if you guys have any other things na you want to add on to if ever we didn't mention it, please leave a comment down below.
Yes.
Reply sa aming mga posts on social media.
Yeah.
And we can try to make another video. Another episode.
A lot of topics like this, especially this one.
Yeah.
Super.
So, yeah.
important yeah. to talk about.
Yeah. Like we said, this was a heavy episode, but if you stayed till the end, thank you so much.
Thank you.
If you would like to connect with us, we are on Twitter at STSPodPH, Spill the Soju Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. You can also email us if you don't want to be, you know, public about it. At spillthesoju@gmail.com. And then again, you can leave comments and questions of Q&A namin. And DM us if you also want to talk about something na not publicly. Iyan lang. Yeah, let's also review and rate us, guys.
Yes.
Share with your friends.
Yes.
And we will see you on our next episode.
Bye.